B-E-N-Z.
This is America, man. Whether you're a liberal, whether you're a conservative or an independent or a Democrat or a Republican, understand that this is America. And if it was up to you, letter writer, you may think that the Constitution was just written for liberals like yourself. Well, let me rewrite it from a conservative point of view, just for you. We, the sensible people of the United States, in an attempt to help everyone get along, restore some sense, balance of justice, avoid more riots, keep our nation safe, promote positive behavior, and secure the blessings of a debt-free liberty to ourselves and our great-great-grandchildren, hereby one more time try to ordain and establish some common sense guidelines for the terminally whiny, guilt-ridden, delusional, and other bedwetters out there like yourself. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that a whole lot of people are confused by the Bill of Rights and are so deemed they require a Bill of Non-Rights. You do not have the right to a new car, a big screen television, or any other form of wealth. More power to you if you can legally acquire them, but no one is guaranteeing anything. You do not have the right to never be offended. This country is based on freedom, and that means freedom for everyone, not just you. You may leave the room, turn the channel, express a different opinion, and so on, but the world is full of idiots and probably will always be. You do not have the right to be free from harm. If you stick a screwdriver in your eye, learn to be more careful. Do not expect the tool manufacturer to make you and all your relatives independently wealthy. You do not have the right to free food and housing. Americans are the most charitable people to be found on earth and will gladly help anyone in need, but we are quickly growing weary of subsidizing generation after generation of professional couch potatoes who achieve nothing more than the creation of another generation of professional couch potatoes. You do not have the right to free health care. That would be nice, but from the looks of public housing, we're not just interested in public health care. You do not have the right to physically harm other people. If you kidnap, rape, intentionally harm or maim or kill someone, don't be surprised if the rest of us want to see you fry in that electric chair. You do not have the right to the possessions of others. If you rob, cheat, or coerce away the goods or services of other citizens, don't be surprised if the rest of us get together and lock you away in a place where you still won't have the right to a big screen color TV or a life of leisure. You do not have the right to a job. All of us sure want you to have a job and will gladly help you along in hard times, but we expect you to take advantage of the opportunities of education and vocational training laid before you to make yourself useful. You do not have the right to happiness. Being an American means that you have the right to pursue happiness, which, by the way, is a lot easier if you are unencumbered by an overabundance of idiotic laws created by those of you who were confused by the Bill of Rights. This is an English-speaking country. We don't care where you're from. English is our language. Learn it or go back to wherever you came from. You do not have the right to change our country's history or heritage. This country was founded on the belief in God, and yet you are given the freedom to believe in any religion, in any faith, or no faith at all, with no fear of prosecution. The phrase, "In God we trust," is part of our heritage and history. And if you are uncomfortable with it, well, that's just tough luck. This is your friend Benz. We'll be right back.
B-E-N-Z.